Hello, people of the internet. My name is Nathan Austin. I am here interviewing my best friend, and I know you guys are going to be thinking to yourself, best friend, you're of course going to know everything about him. I've literally known this kid for like 6 years.
Around eight, since we were like three.
Yeah, and I know a lot about him, but I'm just going to ask him a few questions I don't know about him. Okay.
Like, well, how many times I've dyed my hair?
Mm-hmm.
Dyed my hair 10 times.
Bruh. Basically, my friend here is a type of a just regular child. Same here with me. But okay. Introduce yourself, Jason.
You kind of already introduced me.
Oh yeah. Crap.
I mean, you're very unprofessional.
I know.
I need water.
Basically, my friend Jason, I have been friends with him for a very long time, 8 years, like he said. Yeah, oh my god. But, okay, bro, what do you think it's like living in a entire world, right, that doesn't have peace whatsoever and only war? Well, that's at least what I see from it.
I would rather, like, talk about the technology. I'm not going to talk about war.
Okay, that's going to be the last question, then.
No. I'm going to talk about technology right now.
Okay. Here, let me ask the technology question.
Okay.
Have you ever dreamed of you someday creating something that can enhance the world itself?
No. I always felt like I would use technology to my advantage. Like,
to create something that's not technology, right?
No. Technically, yeah, but what I feel like is, like, YouTube, like, how they do it. YouTubers, as that you are. I feel like they use technology to their advantage, and that's kind of what I want
to
do.
To make content, yeah.
Yeah. Like, for people, like, not necessarily a director, but I'm more into, like, photography and videography, like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good at shooting cinematics, which you know.
Yeah.
And I take really good pictures, just like your brother does.
Yeah.
Me and your brother sort of have the same interests, but he's more on the photography side, and he's kind of bummed out of that.
Yeah.
Well, not bummed out of
it. Bummed out of it. Yeah. Or in a way, you could say that, because my brother has done a lot of photography,
and
but
then he's
well, that's only if we ever go on hikes, which there's a lot of ticks around where we live.
Right now, whenever it gets colder, it'll be.
We're gonna go hiking way more often,
and it'll be like less rainy because around where we live, it doesn't really rain in the winter. It more like
snows a little bit most of the time. Kind of.
Yeah, we usually don't get a white Christmas though, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, which really sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think of? Okay, say you lived in the 1950s. Would you ever think to yourself that
Can I cuss on your podcast? Like, not like the F word or anything, like hell, damn, crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is also a PG-13 podcast, and okay, I like how me and you are like 12 years old.
Yeah, but then again, it's also,
yeah,
like, who cares?
Yeah.
You're not our parents. Stop worrying about us.
Well, yeah. But, yeah, just keep the profanity at a minimum.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, I'm only going to say cuss words that aren't really cuss words. Like, hell, damn, crap. There's other ones that I might end up saying by accident or something. Like,
yeah.
That.
Okay, so if you could make something so...
Like time travel?
No,
like,
not time travel. Or something enhancing to help, let's say, humanity itself, would you?
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
If you're gonna help... Like, today in science class, we were doing, like, a little... Not a test, but it's, like...
An activity?
Eight people to go to Mars to, like, save humanity because a meteor was going to blow up Earth. And the first question was, would you sacrifice yourself to save the others? And of course I said yes.
Yeah.
And then other people are selfish and they went no. Obviously.
Really? What?
Yeah.
Bruh.
Like, it was like me, one girl, and like another kid that said we would. But
yeah. So you're
if
saying
I had the like your last question, if I had the opportunity to go back to the 1950s, I would do it just to see how like my dad and my mom grew up. Because it's a lot different, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't have Xboxes and PS4s and cell phones.
They had, like, the Atari, of course, like Pong, yeah. Simple games such as
the
that.
The Atari is still fun.
Yeah, I have to admit, Pac-Man is still fun.
If you say the Atari and, like, the Nintendo 64 are boring, you are a horrible person. You know you always gotta go back to the origin.
Well, okay. Do you think of yourself as a narcissist?
No.
Do you know what a narcissist is?
Do you know what a narcissist is?
Yes.
Okay.
A person that doesn't think on the bright side always looks towards the negative.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, there are certain situations, yeah, but then again, that's like I'll be really mad and like depressed at that point because of something that happened earlier.
Yeah.
That's a totally different story, though.
Yeah, and I can see that.
And I don't consider myself a narcissist, no.
Yeah, or you can... Everyone at some point in their life is going to be a narcissist.
Or at least act like one.
Or at least act like a narcissist.
Yeah.
Do you think of yourself as an incredible person? Like a person that's better than some people?
I mean, obviously not, because... nobody should think like that.
Yeah.
Like, especially rich people. Like, they may have a lot more money.
And they may have more wealth and well, let's say, like, a Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, but
they may live in, like...
douchebags. Like, if you think about it, homeless people are nicer than rich people are.
Like, well, it's been statistically proven that 67% of homeless people, and I'm not trying to be rude to anyone that's homeless... If they do get money, obviously, if you are homeless, you have a rough past.
Well, yeah.
But it's...
So you'll know what it's like.
Yeah.
To experience
but
that,
it's,
and you
it's,
won't be a douchebag with your money.
Yeah, and it's been known that people themselves, like homeless people, 67% of them will not make wise decisions with their money. They will either spend it on...
they don't know how to spend their money.
Yeah, yeah.
If they've been homeless for so long... I mean, obviously, they'll forget how to spend money.
Hold on. Sidetrack. Someone just interrupted our podcast, which was incredibly rude. And, STFU. Okay? Continue.
I forgot what I was going to say, to be honest.
Okay.
All I know is I'm just listening to music and answering your questions.
Okay. How about we turn the tides? Okay. You interview me.
Nah. This is your podcast, yeah, why would I do that?
I get that, yeah. I can see that.
Alright, I'm taking my headphones out. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm probably not gonna play music.
Well,
Keep marriage pretty good.
Yeah, and I can keep it going for, I think, a kind of long time.
Usually podcasts last about an hour, sometimes two.
Hour to 2 hours, yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to be...
dark in
yeah,
a few
then
minutes.
Again, we also have all night because it's Saturday.
Yeah.
To be honest, I kind of feel like we should...
Yeah, no, after a few more questions.
Yeah, after a few more questions, I feel like we should stop the podcast and then reboot it in a more professional way.
Yeah, I get that, yeah.
And, like, we can actually have questions. Like,
yeah, like to, yeah, because right now I'm just making them off the top of my head.
I want to do my podcast, of course.
Yeah.
I'm trying to set up mine.
Okay. What do you, and this is one of the last questions, like
okay.
I said.
And then the last question would be technology still?
Yeah. What do you think living in a country and a world that is filled with hate, grief, homelessness, and sadness itself?
Okay, well,
and
I feel like...
peace today, it does exist, but it's not really promoted.
Yeah.
And that's coming from an 11-year-old child that can understand politics very... very formally.
Okay, think about it this way. Okay, if the whole world hates Donald Trump, he will never have the opportunity to be a good president.
Or to even change it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because people will hate on him because of his past, because of his wealth. And to be honest,
and
if
also,
you think about it, he's a better person than most presidents so far. Because you had, like, Bill Clinton, who obviously did what he did.
Yeah.
And then you have other people like Lincoln, who was a really good president because he helped with slavery.
Yeah,
but then
Listen.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Then you look at Donald Trump. He doesn't even take he doesn't even take his money that he's supposed to get from being the president. Like, he accepts the fact that he's the president, but he won't let other people accept him.
Yeah.
And other people won't accept him. And it's only because of his past.
And many people will say that Donald Trump is a lying thief, right? Mm-hmm. And I can, of course, see how people will say that. And, of course, mm-hmm. as he said, a lying thief, we can see the Mueller investigation currently going on.
But then, also think about this. If we would have had Hillary Clinton, she tried to take our gun rights away, which...
And also, I mean, let me clarify this. Hold on. Okay. This is a disclaimer. Anyone who watches this podcast, me and him have a freedom of speech, and that freedom of speech cannot be taken away from us, even though we are chill.
I'm not.
Wait, hold on, dude.
We're not saying we agree with Donald Trump
yeah.
and his ways.
Yeah, and...
We're just saying, like, he's... If you hate
no
him...
No one is perfect,
including... If you hate him for his entire presidency, you will never give him the chance to show you... If he is a good president.
And he has shown light itself. I think he did end the ceasefire with North Korea because we were at... Okay. And then he's trying to work towards being a better president.
Exactly, but people won't accept him as president just
And if you don't accept him, like how he said, then therefore he can't show to be a good president.
Like, you know how I am not being racist here, okay?
What?
You know how I'm not going to be racist. This is not racist.
Okay.
You know how people hated, mainly white people, of course. I mean, I didn't because I don't care about the presidency. But you know how mainly white people hated Obama when he first came in?
Uh-huh.
But they at least gave him the chance to prove himself. They will not give that to Donald Trump.
Yeah. And
it's funny because if you think about it, Donald Trump is more orange than white. It's kind of funny. Because he gets spray tans all the time. I mean, obviously everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Still, it's kind of...
And also, there is no racist... and this is the different part of our disclaimer. Since me and him are American citizens ourselves, mm-hmm. and we have the freedom of speech on this podcast... Listen, dude, hold on.
American all, but... Yeah. Because I'm more German than American, if you think about it, with me. Because mainly everyone on my mom's side is German.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit over 50% German. I'm like 53% German, I think.
Yeah. I already knew you were German.
And then I have a bunch of other things from my dad's side and a couple other things from my mom's side because my grandpa.
Yeah.
And so I have a lot of culture in me.
Yeah. But as I was saying... Yeah. Me and him are qualified American citizens. It more than likely says it on your birth certificate.
You can't vote yet.
Yeah, I know. But me and him have a right to do a freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
and
has their own
and
right.
Even though we are children and we are saying our freedom of speech, no one
I mean,
you can speak
like
out. Oh, dude, listen.
It's not like we don't
dude,
understand.
Hold on, please.
I know, but it's not like we don't understand the premises of freedom of speech.
I know.
People can't go,
dude,
oh, you guys are kids. You don't understand freedom of speech. Everybody understands freedom of speech.
And that's the freedom and that's the freedom of speaking out against the government, okay? And
that's kind of funny.
And we had the freedom I'm sorry, but please don't kind of cut me off again. I'm sorry. But just me and him have the freedom of speech. We are American citizens and we have the right to speech. Even though we're children, you can go off and comment and make another podcast about this podcast however you want. But me and him are Americans as well.
Yeah,
even though we are children, we have our rights.
Exactly.
And so basically on this podcast, which is my podcast, I can say anything because I have a format and content to create, mm-hmm. and I can give it a freedom of speech. And if any of you adults or any adults themselves listen to this podcast, please feel free to go off under the comments.
Give me a second.
Yeah.
All right, we're good.
Please feel free to go down in comments or make
whatever
a podcast about this podcast and make whatever you want.
Because
it won't offend us because you have the freedom of speech
again,
as well.
And they have the freedom to be an American citizen.
Yeah.
If you are American, even if you're not American, you still have the freedom of speech in America.
Yeah.
America is a free country, basically.
It's a platform for people that need refuge and people that don't have the freedom of speech. And that freedom of speech is immediately given to them.
Okay. One thing I do not like about Donald Trump is one thing. He's trying to get rid of all illegal immigrants, right?
Yeah.
So we can get our jobs back.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, we are taking away their freedom, if you think about it. He is trying to take away immigrants' freedom. Because in other countries where they come from, they may not have the freedom they have here.
Yeah.
But that's basically what I have to say on that, so I don't really want to talk about this topic anymore.
Yeah, I got you. And anyone who likes this podcast, please tune in either tomorrow or the next day. What?
You were supposed to ask me the final question.
Oh, the final question. Over time, do you think technology is going to advance so much that it will consume it has consumed our everyday lives? But
Hold on, listen.
It will take over all of the rights or not realities. It will take over a large portion of our life. Let's say, I don't know how to divide fractions by 12. I don't know. And I will whip out a calculator or something such as that, and then I will, let's say, use that. Do you think that could happen?
Well, I don't...
Like, it can consume my life.
I get what you're saying. Now, if you're talking about, like, some Ready Player One type crap, no. I don't think that's going to happen.
I know. I wasn't talking about that, though.
I know. But I feel like something like that would happen in, like, maybe 100 to 1,000 years from now. It's not going to happen in the distant future, no, because we may have advanced technology, but I don't feel like humanity is going to become so numb to their everyday lives.
To use technology for everything they
do. Yeah, exactly. Like, in Ready Player One, you have your real life, of course, still. And they still get that they have...
But people escaped the Oasis, you know?
Yeah, but let me finish.
Yeah, I got you.
So, if you think about it, people in Ready Player One, like, let's say it was real life, okay? They still understood that they had... that there was a separation between their virtual life in the Oasis and their real life on Earth.
Yeah.
And, like, in the Oasis, you could become anything. And that's cool, yeah. But I don't feel like we should have that because in our generation, we already have so much. Like, there's already VR. And then that's just taking VR to a whole other level. Like, you had that suit that he wore.
Yeah.
Yeah, the treadmill.
To give you the fully immersive experience.
Mm-hmm. That would make you feel pain, which I would not wear.
I would not wear.
Exactly.
And to be honest...
And like the special treadmill that would move in every direction.
Yeah.
But then again, we also use technology in our everyday lives. Almost. I don't use it every single day because I feel like if I did use it every single day, which it... Okay, I'll be completely honest. I use a little bit of it every single day.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, consume my entire day in technology.
Yeah.
Because then again, we also have school. We have to worry about our education. I mean,
all of that stuff that will make us successful in our own path.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, everybody has their own career path that they want to follow. But if you immerse yourself into technology...
You will never have that career path.
Yeah, you... Unless it's something like,
that's using technology itself for that career
game
path.
Designing, like virtual art, you know what that is, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Like animation, stuff like that, yeah.
Animation, yeah, stuff like that, yeah, I get. But if you're just a regular person with a regular cubicle job, no. Like, cubicle jobs is not just technology. Obviously, you have to use your computer and stuff.
Yes.
But still. Like, you have to do other stuff. You have to make graphs and stuff like that. But, then again, if we did consume our entire world in technology, nobody would care about their real life. And if they die, and... think about it this way. If you are in the Oasis, and you die of a heart attack in real life,
and
you won't be able to see, because you're completely immersed in technology.
Wait, listen. And
hold on.
Yeah.
And you'll be completely submerged into technology to where you don't feel anything, and you're so numb to reality, you won't even feel yourself dying.
Yeah.
Because you're so numb to reality at that point.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you spend...
Wait, here, can I speak really quickly?
Let's say you spend 5 to 20 years in the Oasis. At that point, even like a whole year in the Oasis, you will become completely numb to reality.
Itself, yeah.
And you will not understand the premises of real death. Like, in the Oasis, when you die, you just lose all your stuff and you come back.
Yeah.
But it's not like that in the real world. And I feel like people would not get that if we had something like the Oasis.
Yeah. And theoretically, you would have a heart attack by... You would have a heart attack by, let's say, you know that, what? You would have a heart attack by... you know that suit that guy has?
Yeah.
Yeah. Say if you got shot by, let's say, a million or, like, 100 bullets, right?
Yeah.
By, let's say, like, a minigun. You would fully...
You would feel that,
okay? And you would have an epileptic seizure that cannot be... immersed away from.
Yeah.
Hold on. Or you can have a heart attack or even sometimes a stroke if that does happen.
Okay, but think about it this way.
I'm about to end the podcast, so...
I know, but this is my last thought on this. Okay, think about it this way. You don't have a suit. Because if you think about it, this suit is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And if you don't use Oasis currency because you just died, you'd have to use real currency to buy it. And, of course, it's going to be a lot of money.
Yeah.
For something like the Oasis. But if you spend a whole year without that suit in the Oasis, never leaving it, you would become...
A disgusting slob.
No, think about it this way. People think that if you spend your entire life immersed in a technology, you would become this fat person. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, if you spend your entire life immersed in a technology, you would always be skinny.
Yeah.
Because you would hardly think to eat if you were immersing yourself in a technology.
Well, that was only if you had the Oasis, then you could get exercise. Well, to me, I think that if you immersed yourself in technology 24/7 and you knew that you had to have some sorts of sustenance, such as, like, most people that pull, like, let's say an all-nighter will cram their face with Twinkies, potato chips, any snack, and that's what leads to diabetes.
Yeah.
You know, me and my friend in class, okay, we were just... Hold on.
Wait, Nathan. Okay, so I feel like we should...
End the podcast, yeah.
On that note, because it's a good note, of course.
Yeah. And hold on, let me say this one thing. Me and my friend, Christopher Scott, in class...
Did I say his last name?
No, dude, we're cool. He's probably cool with me telling this. But we were joking around, and I said, 168% of Americans have diabetes. And he was like, it just breaks the scale automatically. Just everyone has diabetes as soon as you get into America.
Yeah, well, I feel like we... 23 minutes, so that looks like 32 on the angle.
Okay, everyone that listened to the full podcast, thank you, all of you incredibly beautiful people. I, myself, and my friend Jason, we will have separate podcasts around either each week, sometimes even each day.
Mine will take a little while to set up because I'm going to not do this. I will be doing the full camera angles and everything.
Yeah.
Mine will be a little bit more difficult to set up.
Yeah. And right now, I'm just recording on a simple mic. So thank you everyone for tuning in today. Either I will come back tomorrow and give you reruns of, like, let's say the news or something such as that, and I will be with my friend Jason. All of you.
Hey, whoa. I have a question. Do you want to turn this podcast into like a news thing where it's just us, or do you want to like do real interviews?
Maybe real interviews or just us.
But mostly news like that?
Mostly news, okay. Probably. But thank you, everyone, who tuned in today. And
we'll see you all next time.
And bye. Have a great day.